Hello, everybody, and good moe. There is an expression that we say in Ma'ariv every night right before the Amida, Ufros Aleinu Sukkat Shalomecha. And on Shabbos and Yantif, the bracha, at the end of the bracha reads, Baruch Atah Hashem, Haporeis Sukkat Shalom Aleinu, etc. What does that mean? Sukkat Shalomecha, Sukkat Shalom. What is the connection between Sukkah and Shalom? So perhaps one can suggest that the pshat is that just like Hashem protected us in the desert, God willing, He will continue to protect us. Ufros Aleinu Sukkat Shalomecha. Hashem, please spread your protective Sukkah of Shalom over us. Protect us, guard us, shield us. That, I think, is the Pashup shot of the bracha. But Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, offers a beautiful explanation of this bracha. This is recorded in the Sefer Mo'adei Re'ayah that was compiled by Rav Cook's student, Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, and it is in that Sefer on page 97. Says Rav Cook, there are many, many halachos about building a sukkah that create a halachic sukkah, even though to the eye, a sukkah is not there, or a wall is not there, or schach is not there. For example, you don't need four walls. You only need three walls, or two walls, and a piece of a third wall. Or another example, we have a halacha called gud asik mechitzta, a wall that is at least 10 tefachim tall, is viewed halachically as if it is stretched up, so to speak, up to the schach. We don't see a wall with our eyes, but the halacha says it's there. Or the opposite, not gud asik mechitzta, but gud achis mechitzta. A wall that is 10 tefachim tall that hangs from the schach and stops. So it's viewed halachically as if it is stretched down all the way to the ground. We don't see the wall go all the way to the floor, but halachically, it's there. Or we have the halachos of lavud. For example, wall boards that are close enough to each other are viewed halachically as if they are attached, as if they're whole, they're complete. My eyes don't see those walls, but I know they are there because the Torah tells me they're there. Lavud. I have a full wall, a complete wall, even though my eyes tell me there's no wall there. And there's many other examples. Dofen Akuma, many other examples. The bottom line is that the sukkah does not appear to be a whole structure. There's holes over here. There's short walls over there. Incomplete walls. Holes in the schach. Whatever it is. But halachically, from the Torah perspective, it is indeed a whole, complete sukkah. And that, says Rav Cook, is what we ask of Hashem. Ufros Aleinu Sukkat Shalomecha. Bring us, please God, that kind of shalom between each other. That's how shalom between each other will be achieved. Just like a sukkah. Other people may not seem perfect. They have holes. They have flaws. They're not perfect. You're not perfect either. But the Torah sees them as perfect, as whole, as complete. And that's what it takes to have shalom between us. Don't look at the holes. Don't look at the imperfections. Don't look at the incomplete parts. Ufros Aleinu Sukkat Shalomecha. Bring us shalom where we fill in the holes, where we overlook other people's flaws. We already overlook our own flaws. Let's treat each other and see others as we see ourselves. That is what's needed to bring shalom. Ufros Aleinu Sukkat Shalomecha. Emir Tz Hashem. Have a good Moed, everybody. A good Shabbos and a good Yantif.